Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching today is Compassion.
A reading from the book of Ruth. Naomi had a prominent kinsman named Boaz of the clan of her husband Elimelech. Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, "Let me go and glean ears of grain in the field of anyone who will allow me that favor." Naomi said to her, "Go, my daughter." And she went. The field she entered to glean after the harvesters happened to be the section belonging to Boaz of the clan of Elimelech. Boaz said to Ruth, "Listen, my daughter, do not go to glean in anyone else's field. You are not to leave here. Stay here with my women servants. Watch to see which field is to be harvested and follow them. I have commanded the young men to do you no harm. When you are thirsty, you may go and drink from the vessels the young men have filled." Casting herself prostrate upon the ground, Ruth said to him, "Why should I, a foreigner, be favored with your notice?" Boaz answered her, "I have had a complete account of what you have done for your mother-in-law after your husband's death. You have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth, and have come to a people whom you did not know previously." Boaz took Ruth. When they came together as man and wife, the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she bore a son. Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed is the Lord who has not failed to provide you today with an heir. May he become famous in Israel. He will be your comfort and support of your old age, for his mother is the daughter-in-law who loves you. She is worth more to you than seven sons." Naomi took the child, placed him on her lap, and became his nurse. And the neighbor women gave him his name at the news that a grandson had been born to Naomi. They called him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. The word of the Lord. I was talking to the adult daughter of one of my patients one afternoon. She's also a nurse at the hospital. We were discussing her mother's care, and she said, "The only quality that I'd look for in anyone caring for my mother is compassion." Now, I understood that to mean that if you were picking from two well-trained nurses, you would pick the one who demonstrated compassion. Several weeks later, in a discussion about one of my religious sister's fathers who had several medical issues, a similar sentiment was raised. "It's such a difference," she said, "when the nurse or doctor shows compassion compared to one who is just working." According to Merriam-Webster, compassion is a sympathetic consciousness of another's distress, together with a desire to alleviate it. It literally means to suffer together. Among emotion researchers, it is defined as the feeling that arises when you are confronted with another's suffering and feel motivated to relieve that suffering. It's easy to think of Ruth the Moabite when we think of compassion. She could easily have left Naomi and returned to her own people. She might even have found another husband. But when she was confronted with Naomi's suffering, she was motivated to relieve it by choosing to join Naomi, a woman who had lost her husband and two sons, and travel with her to a foreign land. In today's reading, Ruth offers to join other women in gleaning the fields for food. It's likely that as husbandless and sonless women, neither Ruth nor Naomi would have had many options to support and feed themselves. Again, Ruth is sympathetic to Naomi's distress, and she attempts to alleviate it. One of Naomi's clansmen, Boaz, takes it upon himself to protect Ruth while she is gleaning in his fields. Why does he do that? Well, I suggest that he's attracted by the compassion he sees in her and is moved to be compassionate himself. He says, "I have had a complete account of what you have done for your mother-in-law after your husband's death. You have left your father and mother and the land of your birth and have come to a people whom you did not know previously." He knows and sees how she cares for Naomi. He recognizes compassion in Ruth's loyalty. Wouldn't it be wonderful if compassion was a prime attractor for modern couples? My congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Peace, are using the story of Ruth and Naomi as our guide as we prepare for our next chapter. We are moved by their courage to move into an unsure future, and I suspect that we also appreciate Ruth's compassion for her older mother-in-law, just as our newer, younger sisters care for those more mature sisters. But I'm also intrigued by the idea of having compassion as the primary quality that is present in each job, especially those in the helping fields, but in every area. What would our workplaces be like if we allowed ourselves to be aware of each other's sufferings? For that matter, what would our nation be like if we could be sympathetic to another's distress and were moved to alleviate it? Would we change our behavior if we suffered with those impacted by fires, floods, war, hunger, or COVID? I hope that you will take a few minutes to consider how you've been touched by compassion. How did it feel? And when you were compassionate to another, how did that feel? According to the women in today's reading, it is worth more than 7 sons. So let's make a real effort to put compassion into our own individual human being job descriptions, and like Boaz, fall in love with each other.